Let's talk about the Adele songbook. We have some musos in the studio with us, including James Morley. Hello, James.
Good morning.
Nice to see you, mate.
I know. Up and about this early. What's going on?
It's half past one in the afternoon. We have Bloom with us. Hello, Bloom.
Hello. How are you today? Really? No, sorry, I was trying to do my radio voice. Didn't work.
Nice to see you. And how would you describe our friend over here?
Short. Bald.
A keyboard player. Short and bald. Nothing wrong with being short and bald, James.
I can't all be short, handsome. I'm short, but...
Curly hair.
You curly, curly.
The mullets are coming back in, but he just doesn't have one yet.
Hello, Dave. How are you, mate? Dave, make some noise. Just make a little bit of noise. Let's make sure this is working. All right, so Dave has
he's a guitarist.
He's brought the biggest Korg music machine you've ever seen in your life, folks. It only just fits in the studio. James, people would know James. He's a guitarist and a musician of some note in Western Australia. Plays with all the big acts, including the acts that he does himself. That didn't sound right. Mate,
lewd ones.
People, you've been playing around the traps in Perth for a long time now, haven't you?
I've been around. I'm not even 30, and I've played with that amount of bands already. Yeah.
30-ish.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Adele songbook and this special offer, or this
special offer.
Well, that's 6PR talk. This competition that we're running, or this selection process we're running for the Adele songbook.
That doesn't involve any cowbell, thank God.
Yeah.
It's the Adele songbook. It's a show that we've been taking around the country for a while now, and it's been quite successful, surprisingly, because we're not very good. No, we are. We're quite good. we're coming to Perth at the Astor Theatre in June the 3rd.
Yes.
And with a massive band. We've got an orchestra. We've got a string orchestra playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And doing all the hits of Adele, who's going to be here shortly. So as soon as she goes, we'll be happy. and we're giving the chance.
Hope Adele's not listening.
No, I don't think she's.
She will be. She'll be listening online.
When she gets here, she will be.
Yeah, she will.
So we're giving a chance for some musos, singer-songwriters in Perth, to not only win the support slot to play with us beforehand, but as we have an orchestra with us, we're going to set up a competition, and the winner gets their song scored by a composer.
Yes.
And they get to play that with the orchestra live on stage.
Awesome.
On the night. So
awesome.
It's a pretty cool prize.
It is a very cool prize. It's a good, it's a great offer, a special offer, Bloom. Don't you look at me like that now.
she does that.
Tell us, a 16-piece orchestra, I think it's called the Australian Symphony Orchestra.
No, it's a 16-piece band.
16-piece band.
It's a band, so we've got a band with the orchestra as well, with a string orchestra.
Is Dave playing in the band?
He's a good boy, yes.
This is his audition today.
We'll see. Here we go.
Don't stuff it up, Dave. No pressure. So a 16-piece band and an orchestra as well. Why, Bloom, why Adele?
Why Adele?
Yeah, why Adele? Why do you have to pick the best female singer in the world?
I know, I don't know. I'm coming back to do Norah Jones, I tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Adele? I don't know. We just picked Adele. You picked it.
Actually,
James picked it, and then I said to him, do you know how hard she is to sing?
Mm.
And
I got
kind of shoved into it, so yeah. I didn't get to pick anything.
Yeah.
I just have to sing and...
I prefer you and James didn't have an argument in here today, if that's okay.
Oh, really?
All right, I'm out of here.
Come on. We're so much more fun when we argue.
Yeah. Tough gig to do, Adele, but with the whole backing and everything, it's a great idea. The Astor Theatre is a brilliant venue, isn't it?
Oh, amazing venue.
We love it.
Mm. The musos that we've got, half the band pretty much came together through our involvement with John English.
Yes.
We all sat around talking, and that's actually what we came up with was, Adele's songs are absolutely fantastic. She's an amazing singer. Manna's an amazing singer, so we thought, why not showcase Amanda?
Mm.
And she gets to do her original material throughout the tour.
I thought your name was Bloom.
Well. I thought my name
Bloom.
Was Bloom too, but he gets it wrong every time.
Blamanda?
Every time.
It's not Amanda Bloom, is it?
Every radio I have to tell you. No, but there is an Amanda Bloom out there with dark hair.
Right.
Don't look her up. That's not me.
Yeah, whatever you do.
she can't sing a note.
You two are fighting.
The Adele. I think it's, there's a commonality in the fights. It's Amanda starting all the fights.
Common
I'm a Scorpio.
That's not
it's
a thing.
In our blood.
That is not a justification.
Should we talk about star signs next week?
We will.
I think we should.
James, the music itself, the Adele songbook, lends itself to orchestral composition.
Yeah, that's Adele tours with a mini orchestra,
right,
around the world as well. So what we've done is we've set it up to be very similar to what she does. I mean, Amanda doesn't try to emulate Bloom, doesn't either. Adele, she puts her own sort of flavour on it, but she's quite an emotional singer. So you know, she walks away. People cry at our gigs. Amanda's really happy. It's kind of.
It's sick, really.
It is. It's the Scorpio.
I cry at commercials, so I just make people cry at my shows.
Yeah, it's a Scorpio thing. Try to induce trauma
strings,
in people.
The strings are just going to add a whole new level to the show, like a whole new level of emotion. I think watching it live, you'll get those goosebump moments that live shows give you.
Sorry? You're crying now.
I was talking about that. You get that anyway with... we've done this show before with a smaller band, and it was incredible like that. So just by adding more players, it'll just be even more magical.
Is James Morley playing in the band?
Unfortunately, yes. But I'm not sure after today's interview.
What's he going to do?
I've been dropped.
What can he possibly bring?
He plays bass all right, I suppose.
The bass? Oh, okay.
We've got actually a couple of the guys, local musicians, Paula... Porori and Clay, who are on The Voice way back when.
Yeah, they're a part of Evita now. They've got a bit of a presence.
They'll do the backing vocals for the show. We've got about six singers in the show, and they're two of the backing vocals. So pretty amazing. So
We'll come back and talk some more logistics and admin and stuff in just a second and how people can get along to see it. But let's play a little bit. Dave, good luck in the audition.
Oh,
Don't stuff it up, mate. This is a little bit of Adele for you, and this is Bloom, this is Amanda, and this is what you can experience. This is what you can be part of for the Adele songbook. Let's go.
I let it fall, my heart, but as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and I was over until you kissed my lips and you saved me. My hands, they were strong, but my knees were far too weak to stand in your arms without falling to your feet. But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. All the things you'd say, they were never true, never true. And the games you'd play, you would always win, always win. But I set fire to the rain, watched it pour as I touched your face. Well, it burned while I cried, cause I heard it screaming at your name, your name. I set fire to the rain, and I threw us into the flames. Well, I felt something die, cause I knew that that was the last time, the last time, oh.
Just to reiterate, folks, if you have an original band out there and you have a song and you'd like to be part of the Adele Songbook Show on June the 3rd at the Astor Theatre, go and look it all up on Facebook. It's called the Adele and Amy Songbook. That'll help you find it all. So they get to play in this show in Perth?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get to play with the orchestra.
They get to play a half-hour set of their own original material, and then the final song that they do will be with the orchestra, the song that we've had composed for them.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty special. You don't get to play with an orchestra every day.
A 6 PR special offer.
Are you putting in?
No, because I would imagine we play covers, and you want an original band.
We do.
Yeah.
You got time to write one?
Yeah, okay. I've got a 30-minute song.
You only have three chords. All the best songs are three chords.
That's it.
CFG over and over again with an orchestra. If you'd like to be part of this, that's where you go and find out. Great. So just to reiterate, 30 minutes at the show, and then have one of your compositions have a score composed, made up for it, and you can play with the orchestra for the 30 minutes before Bloom comes on and blows everybody away.
Everybody wants live strings.
Everybody does. Everyone wants to meet Amanda. How many people in the Astor? How many people can fit in there?
It's about 1,000, I think.
A lot.
Brilliant.
Lots
okay.
and lots.
All right. Dave, are you ready? Good.
Oh, no, I've got to get into my depressed zone.
You're in the Adele
you
zone.
Made me laugh too much.
This is.
Don't make me laugh
this,
now.
This is Bloom, and this is Dave, and this is a little teaser. This is a little sample of what you may hear at the Adele songbook.
That you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I'd hoped you'd see my face, and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg, I remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Beautiful. Well done, Matt. Well done, Bloom. Very nice. Thank you. James? She's got the job, obviously, and Dave's doing a ripping job too in the keys.
Both of them have got the job. We're just looking for a bass player now.
Yeah, yeah. No more arguments, you two, because I reckon you'll struggle to find another Adele in this town that like that. Well done, mate. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was really nice.
Hope to see you at the show.
Nice to meet you. And,
you too.
Well, I'm a little bit frightened of you, but that's
we all
happens with me a lot with women. Dave, thanks, mate. Good job. Beautiful work. James, what's coming up for you? You're going on tour, not just with this, but Choir Boys.
Oh, I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. Doing a Choir Boys tour for a couple of months over East. Got a doing a show for John English.
Yes.
A memorial show in Melbourne. Got the tour with Amanda. We're doing theatres all over the country, at all, of course. Mm. And an ACDC special. Amanda's got something.
Oh, I'm doing the John English show with you. Did you forget that I was there?
No, of course not.
You can't sing John English, though.
No, I do the backing vocals. But I do feature in some of his songs. He's got some beautiful songs that I get to sing with Peter Couples.
Okay. So you'd have Turn the Page, Hollywood 7, all the big John English songs. And an ACDC special.
An ACDC special, which I'll tell you, I'll come back and have a chat to you about that. That's also happening in July this year, but that is going to be an absolute monster.
Well done, mate. These are great shows, great creative process. Well done. Love having you in. Thanks, mate. And well done. Good luck.
Thank you.
And if you want to be the support act, or if you think you've got the right stuff, go to the internet and look up Adele and Amy songbook, and there's a video there, and it'll tell you how to get involved and use Facebook and hook up with these guys.